With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
For 6 months last year, most households with kids got a monthly cash deposit from the increased advance child tax credit, up to $300 per kid. Now, the payments typically hit bank accounts around this time of the month, but that program expired in the new year. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports that some families had come to depend on that extra money.
For Alana Truss in Las Vegas, the monthly deposits from the child tax credit went toward gas and groceries.
We definitely relied on it.
Truss has a teenager at home and a daughter in college. Both she and her husband work, and she says the money eased financial pressure they'd been living with for a long time.
It definitely helped with, getting us through to the next paycheck.
According to the census, the child tax credit has helped reduce food insecurity nationwide. And Natalie Foster with the Economic Security Project says most families put the cash toward other necessities as well, like rent and utilities.
And there will be families who are surprised and very disappointed to not receive the checks this month.
Critics of the expanded credit say it was expensive and that it should come with a work requirement for parents. The Biden administration hoped to continue the payments in the Build Back Better bill, but for now, that legislation is stalled. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.